You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Very sad news. Former Broncos star Demaryius Thomas was found dead at his home in Georgia yesterday. He was only 33 years old.
Shocking, man.
Police are saying that their preliminary information seems to show that his death stemmed from a medical issue. And they said, quote, our investigators currently have no reason to believe otherwise. So this is just a tragic loss.
Yeah.
He's been battling some health issues lately. I don't even want to speculate or say anything, but they are investigating. I know that he has had some health issues. So really, really sad news. Truly one of the great receivers in Broncos history as a Super Bowl champion. And from all accounts, really one of the warmest, most gracious players in team history. So it is a sad day for Bronco Nation.
I'm seeing that he, whenever there was any sort of charity event that went on with any of the players, they always said that he was there.
He was there.
Hanging out, lending a hand. So just all around great guy.
Peyton Manning had a lot of great things to say about
him. Yep, he did.
So we're sad about this. The Nuggets, boy, they are now under 500 for the year. They lost in San Antonio last night.
What?
And for their penance, they'll have to stick around the Alamo City for another game against the Spurs tomorrow night.
Oh,
my guess, Jeremy, is that they'll hang out at the Riverwalk and have a few overpriced margaritas.
I hear they are pricey down there.
They're pretty pricey. Our Avalanche are back home tonight at Ball Arena.
Nice.
Hosting the Red Wings.
Ooh, yeah.
So they're trying to milk even more money out of the TV show Sex and the City. They just rebooted it as a show called And Just Like That. And sure enough, three of the four stars are in there. But if you've been following this major soap opera in real life, Kim Cattrall is, let's just say she hasn't gotten along with the other cast members of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they wrote her out of this new one. And then last night was their first, you know, it debuted, and the way they handled her absence is not to have her, like, dead, written in as dead, but to show that she moved off to London and cut off all contact with the other three, blah, blah, blah. I listened to some of the audio of it, and look, I didn't watch Sex and the City. My wife sure did and enjoyed it, and I have a lot of friends who just absolutely worship that show. In my humble opinion, it was a little petty, the conversation that they had about the character, because it was all quite obviously about Kim Cattrall, the actress.
Well, I guess that's kind of what you get if you,
I don't think it was bad blood. But it's their way of just kind of giving the finger to their former cast member. Some people disagree, and I'm sure I'll get notes from big fans, but that's what it is,
and they're probably also doing it for the fans who are just lapping up the drama, you know, and they're
I'm sure that's true.
They're playing to the audience, too.
Deep down inside, I don't really care because they are, you know, multi-gazillionaire celebrities, and I don't really care who's right, who's wrong, whatever.
Right.
I will just throw in one other thing for those of you who are big fans of Sex and the City and you haven't seen this yet. I will not spoil anything for you, but I will tell you there's really big news about Carrie and Mr. Big.
Oh.
I'll leave it at that. Quickly, I've got some news for nerds for you. We've heard about, you know, the dream of the anti-aging pill for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now researchers in China have a pill that they claim works well in mice. And, you know, that's always a prelude to starting to do some human tests. But they say it has boosted their overall lifespan by 9%, which on one hand doesn't sound, you know, it's not like a 75% increase, but baby steps.
It's something at least. Yeah.
They think that this is promising. So those of you who don't want to take care of yourselves and you just want to take a pill to live forever.
Right. I wonder if there's a caveat that you still have to, like, eat healthy, diet, you know, exercise, and take this pill.
And take the pill.
But it's coming out of China. I trust it.
Right, exactly. more news on that coming soon. And then the other thing quickly is Princeton over on our shores, a team at Princeton, have developed what they claim is the world's smallest camera.
I love
this. And if you're wondering how small, it is the size of a grain of salt.
That's so tiny.
And this kind of technology
Scary.
To me, immediately I go to medical, you know, to the medical field of being able to insert teeny tiny cameras inside the human body to see just what the hell is going on in there.
And get into your bloodstream, you know?
So that is...
And then I instantly go to the horrible place of somebody placing those all around the house and spying on people, but...
Of course you go there.
Well, don't they have those cameras now that you can just put it in a pill and you pop the pill?
Uh-huh.
And at least take pictures of your intestine, your digestive tract, your
stomach.
They can do that, but these
are... Yeah, they're like little bots.
These can go into your brain, it sounds like.
But this is tiny. Wow. What else is trending?
Big Christmas candy controversy in the news right now. I posted about this on our Facebook page. Apparently, we're being bamboozled by Cadbury, Dom. This guy in Australia pointed it out. It looks like some of Cadbury's chocolate Santas might be old chocolate Easter bunnies in disguise. He noticed this on the candy aisle.
There's no maybe to it. I mean, if you look at the photos, that's exactly...
It's a bunny. It's a bunny. So he actually purchased one, opened up the wrapper, and it does appear to be a chocolate bunny. So I don't think they're using old chocolate. They're just recycling the mold. It's a dual-purpose mold that, yes, you could either play it off as an Easter bunny or put a Christmas foil wrap of Santa on it, and all of a sudden it's a chocolate Santa Claus.
Well, why would you think it's not bunnies from this past Easter?
Or it could be old bunnies. I don't know. I would imagine they're repurposing the same mold. But at least when you peel the wrapper off, like, there's like little hash marks and little indents on the chocolate that really make it look like a bunny. So maybe try to flatten those out a little bit or something. I don't know. Here's your latest TikTok challenge. It involves really good balance and some hearty hips. This one's called the Bottle Balance Challenge. According to TikTok, what you do is you balance a bottle on your head while you do a wide range of dance moves. It's the latest viral dance challenge to sweep the platform. I don't want to do this. But I will say the people that are doing it, mad skills if you can balance something on your head and do like Shakira hip movements. I think you should recreate it today, Dom.
I'll get right on that.
Yes, you should do that immediately. If you're familiar with the TV show The Simpsons, you know that Homer Simpson has suffered a lot of abuse over the past 33 seasons. And if he was a real dude, he would have been spending a lot of time in the hospital and shelling out a ton of cash on medical bills. So some law group in California started calculating the math on his injuries and what it would cost, and they estimate that he should owe about $143 million in medical bills right now.
Great.
Some of the most expensive injuries: he's had brain damage for $1.5 million, paralysis for $508,000. He's had a skull fracture for $100,000, and let's throw in some radiation exposure for about $150,000, and then the list goes on and on and on. So
I've got to do some math on that to see how much. $143 million.
Yes.
And how many? Like 700 episodes.
706 episodes. I think
so.
That's kind of what they did.
Let's break it down per episode. That's like $202,000 worth of medical expenses per episode.
Yeah, he does get hurt a lot.
Wow.
It's kind of funny, though. Some more year-end stuff. Twitter released its year-end data. President Biden had the most liked tweet of the year from his inauguration day back on January 20th, so that one stood all year, where his quote was, "It's a new day in America." 4 million likes. Other top tweets, the most tweeted about celebrities: LeBron James, of course, Drake, Kanye West, Tom Brady. Most tweeted TV shows: Sesame Street, Saturday Night Live, Squid Game made the list.
Sesame Street.
I know, what the huh?
That's the most tweeted show?
It's in there. It was like the top five. I only made it, speaking of Squid Game, I only made it about 3 episodes into that.
Yeah, I hear all sorts of...
Kind of fizzled out for me.
Various reviews, so...
And I love this story this morning, a fun new way to meet guys. It's a 48-year-old woman in Missouri named Laura something or other. She stole her daughter's identity so that she could go to college. Now, she didn't want to get a degree in anthropology or anything. She wanted to date younger dudes, Dom. And somehow she managed to run this scam for about 2 years before being caught.
Yeah, I heard it's ridiculous, but that it worked for 2 years.
2 years! She was 43 at the time. She claimed to be 22. She even got a second job at the library to pick up on dudes, which is fantastic. Anyway, she's facing 5 years behind bars without parole right now after pleading guilty.
Was worth it.
I know. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is the color of the year that you can find on our Facebook page. It's from the Pantone people. They created a new color that didn't exist before. And what's the name of it? Very Perry. It's like a light...
It's periwinkle.
It's like a light purple. It's a new periwinkle. Anyway, they say it reflects like this whole year. Like, how does that color reflect this year? I don't quite get...
I don't know, but did you look closely at it?
I did. What do you think?
I find it to be calming and a very comfortable color.
I could see it being calming. The first thing I thought of when I saw it, speaking of Sesame Street, was a Muppet. It looks like a color that a Muppet would have.
Oh.
So anyway, check out the color of the year. Ooh, it's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Well, there you go. All of that is what's trending now. Here with your boys in the morning.